This is TWiT.
The long-awaited Android Auto operating system is finally available in brand new cars. The first car to get it is the 2015 Hyundai Sonata. Pete Paschal is the tech editor for Mashable, and he has played with it and joins us now to talk about it. How you doing, Pete?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Now, when is the first Android Auto car actually going to be deliverable to actual drivers?
Well, it's out now. The 2015 Hyundai Sonata, I believe, available now, because not only is it going forward going to have Android Auto as something you can buy within the car, existing owners can get it as a software update. So basically, even though it's not the most easy software update, it's not like it's over the air, you have to bring it into a dealership and they'll update it for you. Although Hyundai does say that sometime this summer they will give you the option to basically download it, put it on a USB stick, and stick that in your dash, and that'll give you Android Auto. So it's a bit of a roundabout kind of way to upgrade, as it always is with cars. But at least going forward, you can buy one with it pre-installed.
Hey, Pete, have you had a chance to try this or speak with anyone who's actually used it so far?
Yeah, I got a chance to test drive it. So I was test driving since Friday Android Auto. I had some issues actually getting it going, which was kind of gave me a bit of a delay in getting going on the review. So it's not the most helpful interface in getting you going. I used two Lollipop. First, you need Lollipop. You need a Lollipop phone, which is only like 10% of Android phones right now. So you need a very newer, a much newer phone. So I use two different phones. I use a Samsung Galaxy Note Edge with the Lollipop upgrade, which is fairly new. I think it came out 2 weeks ago. And a Nexus 6. And strangely enough, the Nexus 6, even though it's Google branded, didn't work at all. And there was no prompt. It just said it's not compatible. And I have no idea why. I eventually got the Note Edge to work with it. And I think it's because you need everything state-of-the-art. You need the latest software update on your phone. You need, obviously, it installed on your car. And you also need, I think, all your apps updated. This is my suspicion on why it didn't work. I think I had an app or two that wasn't fully updated. But otherwise, there was no help at all. It just said it didn't work. So I finally got it working on the Edge. But once I did, it was really great. I mean, basically, it gives you this nice and smooth, very simplified Google interface with Google Maps, some media apps, including Spotify and Google Play Music, and the ability to take and make calls all sort of packaged into one interface. And it's very neat.
Now, you've been covering the space for a long time. Were there any surprises in your hands-on review of this that you didn't expect from what you knew from previous announcements?
Well, there was one surprise that was really more of a quirk, was actually Pandora does not support Android Auto. I found that surprising. There's Spotify. There's a number of other media apps in addition to Google Play Music. I used NPR One for a little while, for example. But even though Pandora has widespread support in cars and a lot of different devices, it doesn't support it by Android Auto. Now, this is kind of a problem, because even though you can always switch to your car radio, even when you're using Android Auto, you can't switch to Pandora because that's also a connected app. You know, you can't have its connected app and Android Auto working at the same time through your phone. So if you're using Android Auto, you can't really listen to Pandora. That was weird. The only other thing that surprised me, and this was a bit of a criticism, was that it's not as responsive as I expected, because as soon as you say something's Android and you're putting it on a screen, I think we have an expectation that it's going to work as well as your phone, that it's going to be that fluid-like, that buttery smoothness that they like to talk about in terms of animations and just general tip-tapping and clicking. There isn't going to be much of a delay. On a car dashboard, there is more of a like, oh, I'm pinching to zoom and the screen needs a half second to catch up. Or when you tap, you're waiting a couple seconds for it to actually respond to the tap. You sometimes see this on phones, but not often. Especially with ones with good processors. But that happens a lot on Android Auto. Expect it to be kind of a slower experience than you're experiencing on your phone.
Hey, Pete, could you talk a little bit about whether or not Google has figured out, for instance, say I'm an Android phone user right now and I'm storing music and movies up in Google's cloud, for instance. Does this auto approach synchronize all that? Like, can I get all the music that I already have up in Google's cloud out to my car now? And then do you see Google exposing more and more of its own apps and cloud services out to this auto approach?
For the Cloud Locker, I believe so. I don't usually use Google Music, but there is a Google Music option. And I'm honestly not sure if that's just the subscription stuff or in addition to your cloud storage. I think Google Play Music mixes that all together. So I'm pretty sure that's available. And I'm sorry, what was the second part of the question?
Do you think Google will start to introduce more and more apps from its cloud and expose it out to the auto approach?
Yeah, I think the whole idea is to get more third-party guys, more third-party apps, and even more Google apps that make sense onto the dashboard. Now, the big question I have, and I believe the answer is no, but is that will there ever be any other mapping service other than Google Maps? Now, everybody uses Google Maps. It's kind of the de facto best option out there. But there are other options. There's obviously Nokia Here is probably the most prominent one that is on Android. So what will they ever support those other maps? And it's a good question because I personally experience, because there's another question for CarPlay, Apple's CarPlay, which is the competing system from Apple, because I use Google Maps all the time on my iPhone. I would love to be able to do that on either CarPlay or Android Auto or something, but for now, that's simply not an option for me. If I have a CarPlay system, I'm going to have to use Apple Maps. If I have an Android Auto system, I've got to use Google Maps, and never the twain shall meet. I'm kind of curious if that's ever going to change.
Yeah. So Pete, do you think you provided some hints there that developers may be able to get involved in this? So is there an actual ISV developer kit and any type of buzz about it yet, or is it far too early to say?
The developer kit, that's a good question. I actually don't know the answer to that one. There may be, but if there isn't, I strongly suspect by the end of this week there will be one, because as you mentioned at the top of the show, Google I.O. is coming up fast, and Android Auto will certainly be a part of that conversation, even though its launch was technically last year.